What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You are on 98.5. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. If you have just joined us, it's good to be with you. I hope you're going to have a good day today. Well, I'm going to be talking to Daniel from Collective Shout. Now, if you haven't heard of Collective Shout is a grassroots campaigns movement against the objectification of women and the sexualisation of girls. Collective Shout is for anyone concerned about the increasing pornification of culture and the way its messages have become entrenched in mainstream society, presenting distorted and dishonest ideas about women and girls, sexuality and relationships. Very good morning and welcome. On the line is Daniel from Collective Shout. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Mike. Good to speak with you.
Now, we are speaking to you. Are you holidaying somewhere on a lovely island? Please explain.
I wish that was the case. I am on Christmas Island. It's been a destination we've been invited to for the last couple of years. And, you know, it won't surprise any of the listeners as to why that's been delayed a few times and rescheduled. Yeah. But we're finally here working with the local school community, some of the health services, some of the community shires, the Islamic Council. A lot of different groups engaged in this work here, which has just been wonderful. And there was a fantastic turnout yesterday.
Amazing. So you obviously, for those listening, Daniel is based in Perth, but you literally travel around the nation and then across to Christmas Island. Daniel, how have you found a difference, I guess, even in culture on Christmas Island? What does that look like?
Yeah, it's definitely straight away something that you notice. The children, just by virtue of being on the island, potentially, you know, things don't go as viral out here. Some of the social things that we see in schools don't get to multiply as quickly. So the younger boys, the year 7s and 8s yesterday, some of them weren't aware of some of the things going on the mainland. They didn't understand certain words, which I had to explain to them. So, for example, one of the teachers asked me to clarify that when I was talking about predators, they were online human predators opposed to predators in the wild. So as a very special distinction.
Righty-o.
Yeah.
So did you change, did you have to adapt and change what you would normally talk about compared to what you would to a local school here in Perth?
Yeah, definitely. So once we always get a brief beforehand and we always try to tailor it age appropriate. We find out what's going on in the community, any particular challenges. But as we know, there's a huge diversity even in a mainland school of what year 8 boys are aware of and what some of them aren't aware of. Definitely adapted it on the fly and had a fantastic conversation about some of the healthy ways that they can be young men in the world, as well as equip them enough to understand some of the challenges online, encouraging them to speak to trusted adults and their parents if they see things or are exposed to things that make them feel uncomfortable or unsafe.
So, Daniel, different culture there on Christmas Island. Is technology, though, I mean, are they still, are kids there over there still accessing technology and what you can view that you would here in Perth? Does that look the same or are they just not accessing it?
They are, but for example, yesterday when they went out for their break in between my presentation and then workshop, they just went out and started playing. And one of the tragic realities, and I think we spoke on this a couple of months ago, is quite often schools are actually really quiet when kids have access to their phones. They're not playing, they're not interacting. So there definitely seems to be a bit more of an island vibe, a playful nature to the young people here.
Interesting. We might have to all head over to Christmas Island, I reckon. Daniel?
Get this. The principal, said that there's been an increase of people wanting to move here because they wanted to get away from big city life.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, he said 30% increase of applications that he'd never seen previously.
What? 30% increase?
Could
I get across on a big boat or not? You know, what do you reckon? Is it too far?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm giving some of the history out here, but the flight was a big Virgin flight.
Yeah, right. Hey, Daniel, I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. I've got on the line today regular guest Daniel from Collective Shout, and he's currently on Christmas Island. We'll come back and chat some more. Joining me on the line this morning is Daniel from Collective Shout, who is over in Christmas Island at the moment. Daniel, different. You mentioned earlier a slightly different culture that you're finding with that island kind of culture and that island lifestyle, even with a lot of the kids over there. What has been, has the feedback that you get from the kids been different there compared to what you would find here in Perth?
Well, I guess the feedback always leaves me astonished, and I thought I'd share with listeners that you never quite know. You know, you get a bit of feedback during the class, and you see the interaction, some of the questions pop up, but you really don't know fully what's, you know, going through someone else's mind and how they're engaging. But I received this email from a 14-year-old straight after my talk, and I just wanted to read a passage to just encourage everyone, because the thing that I love saying to everybody is I wish I could have the outside world in the room to witness just the best elements of young men, you know, the best elements of them wanting to be something far more than what the culture throws at them.
Yeah.
And this is what one of them wrote. He said, "It really changed the way how I see the world right now, and that we as the people living right now can change so much of it if everyone was just on the right track and understanding that a billion-dollar company, pointing to the porn industry, just isn't going to help us in any way, shape, or form, and is just going to harm us and others." And he says, "Being a good person just doesn't mean being kind and friendly. It's about being mentally healthy and stopping people from doing things that are just not right. I thank you so much for coming here and sharing information that I never thought of."
That is that's from a 14-year-old boy.
A 14-year-old boy who took the time to write me an email straight after this presentation and say that. And that's the sort of stuff where I just go, how do we just amplify these young men and give us all hope? Because obviously we're so used to hearing in the news the worst stories of young men behaving badly. And we need to call that stuff out. We need to challenge it. But also there are so many decent young men that I love to celebrate, and it's a privilege for me, but it's usually just me and one or two other teachers in the room that get to see this stuff and to see how they respond and to listen to their own experiences of how they're negotiating the world. And for me, I feel like it's my duty to be able to hopefully tell these stories with their permission, of course, about the decent young men out there that are hopefully going to model something better and healthier for the future once we equip them. Because the reality is I checked in with the boys yesterday, just like I do after every session, and I say, "Boys, have you ever heard like a porn critical message?" And they always say no. Like, they've never had anyone give them the facts, the science, the global research, and the stories about how this stuff isn't helping them, it's not helping relationships, and it's not making the world a better place. And so that's, as you know, Mike, is what keeps me going, gives me hope, is like we haven't even had a chance to get this message out there.
Yeah, look, that is incredible. 14-year-old boy bothers to send an email in appreciation and articulated that so well. Look, if you're a mum or dad listening or a grandparent, be encouraged by that, because that's, we don't hear enough about those sorts of conversations and that sort of feedback. Daniel, I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and Daniel from Collective Shout is on the line with me all the way over there at Christmas Island. Amazing feedback from that 14-year-old boy, Daniel. Do you get much, have you had any other feedback from either teachers or parents while you've been over there?
Yeah, we have so far. It's been extraordinary, but we're looking forward to going back to the school today and kind of hearing what the rest of the classroom conversations were like, and then this evening we got the parent community session. But there was something I wanted to touch on, because I obviously speak a lot about my own experience growing up, negotiating my own world and of bullying and sexualization and the choices that I made. And what I always try to do is just share authentically about my own experience in the hope that it encourages the young people. But yesterday I was really touched that one of the teachers actually got in touch with me afterwards and sent me a message saying that for him it was so affirming, because he felt so ostracized growing up himself, being a kind of more kind, soft, sensitive, and empathic guy. And he felt that the culture has tried, and these are his words, to beat or torment that out of my identity. And he said, in listening to you speak today, it reinforced how proud I am to have maintained those values as a part of me.
Wow.
Think something that we forget, it is a big wow. And I think something that we forget is that, like, us adult men are still negotiating the same culture that these young men are and these young people are. And that we ourselves are given and sold bad ideas about how to be in the world and how to treat one another, how to treat women and girls. And I think, you know, it's good to remind ourselves that there is a healthier way to be in this life and the types of relationships we want to have. And, you know, to hear that from another grown man was really touching and moving.
That's incredible, Daniel. You think all of those, and that big gap between when he was in primary school or even when he was in high school compared to his age now, I'm assuming a reasonable gap of years there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it just goes to show that the cultural forces are, you know, whilst there's different things that can amplify them, like phones and social media and the internet, they've always been around, and it really does take, you know, a collective effort to shift these ideas and to shift these understandings of how we can be as men in the world. And so that's the thing that I'm most passionate about. Of course, you know, most people know our work as being anti the objectification of women and girls and challenging that sexualization, challenging porn and porn culture. But there's a bigger project at hand, which is like, how do we raise happy, healthy, resilient young people? But for me as well, like championing good young men.
Just like the 14-year-old that sent you that email. Daniel, I'll get you to hold on there for a bit longer. We'll come back and wrap things up. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Daniel from Collective Shout is on the line with me from Christmas Island. Hey, Daniel, just to finish off today, you mentioned earlier there's quite a few bodies that get together, different authorities. Can you just briefly tell us what that looks like? Because that's actually quite encouraging to hear other people involved as well, not just you.
Yeah, it is. It really was here on the island. And look, we always make this available for our community and parent sessions all across the country. But here, that I guess, given how long we've been planning this trip to Christmas Island, there really was a conscientious effort. So we had, you know, local government and Shire. We had the local health services, the local Islamic Council. We had the Australian Federal Police invited. So there, and I think a couple of other local community groups who work, you know, whether in domestic violence and refuges. So there really was this collective approach that they all needed to be there, as well as the staff from the school.
Yeah, now that's so encouraging that everyone's getting on board with this and supporting. Now, just to finish off today, you're in Christmas Island, heading back to Perth. You obviously looking forward to having some more continuing the talks with schools here in Perth. What's coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we head to Geraldton on Monday. So back to Perth this weekend, on Monday. And then after that, we'll be in Perth for 2.5 weeks of school engagement. So, yeah, all the way from the north side to the south side and around. So we're really looking forward to that. And if there are schools or other community groups that would love to engage us whilst we're here, we'd obviously welcome that.
Now,
probably a couple of days left in the calendar.
Just on that, it's not just schools, is it? Like, who else do you talk to?
No. Well, sometimes we'll speak to chaplaincy groups. We'll speak to community counsellors or people working in that space. We also speak to politicians. So it really is whoever wants a bit of an update as to what's really going on at the coalface of schools and students and respectful relationships and what some of the challenges are. Because I think whilst we give a lot of information, we really are hearing from the students themselves what are the challenges, what's actually going on, that sometimes educators and certainly politicians may not be aware of.
So good, Daniel. Daniel, love the work you're doing and Collective Shout are doing right throughout not only Perth, but throughout our whole country and even across there in Christmas Island. We shall catch up in a couple of weeks, hopefully back face-to-face when you're back in Perth. My guest on the line today has been Daniel from Collective Shout, and Collective Shout is for anyone concerned about the increasing pornification of culture and the way its messages have been become entrenched in mainstream society. presenting distorted and dishonest ideas about women and girls, sexuality and relationships. So we'll catch up with Daniel in a few weeks' time.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.